News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis, and it's time for our 5 o'clock COVID-19 report. Julie Gibbs, she's the Riley County Health Department Director. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Thank you for joining us here once again on KMAN for our regular round of updates. I understand we have in Riley County two additional cases of COVID-19.
We do. We now have 47 confirmed cases in the county. 22 of those have recovered. The most recent individuals to test positive include a male and a female, both 23 years of age, and both individuals are recovering in isolation in their homes. We also currently have 31 tests pending, and there have been a total of 365 negative tests in the county so far.
And the state number is 3,491, and still at 76 counties. That means there's still 29 Kansas counties that have not yet had a case of the coronavirus, and 124 deaths associated with the virus also. Geary County currently with 11. Pottawatomie County has 9. So those numbers haven't changed. The slight increase that we've had, that's somewhat encouraging, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I'd say so. We're not seeing any huge increases, and definitely the ones that we've had have not needed to be hospitalized, so that's a good thing.
I know the four meatpacking counties that we've talked about have all seen significant increases. In fact, it looks like Ford County is getting closer and closer to jumping over Wyandotte County and the number of cases reported there. So how does this bode, you know, with some stabilization here and around this area, how does this bode for opening up the county, opening up the state?
Yeah, so we're currently working on a step approach plan to open up the county. We've been working here at the EOC as a command staff for the last week on this plan. It will be very dependent on what the governor decides to do, and also will be dependent of our situation here in the county and the region. So to take us into account, of course, our neighbors, Pottawatomie County, Geary County, and all of our other neighbors as well. We're following guidelines from a few different sources, as well as gaining input from our clinical task force and the recovery task force, the new recovery task force, and our counterparts at Pottawatomie and Geary County. We actually just had more discussions with them today, as we really want those orders to look similar across county lines. It will be a trickle effect opening up with many safeguards in place if that decision does come down to the local authorities. And the goal is to help the community reopen in a controlled manner so that we can protect the health and safety of every individual here.
What do you anticipate opening up first?
Yeah, so we're currently looking at that. The plan is not finalized. We've seen a lot of different plans from other states and other counties, and so we're just looking at what we can safely open up for first, whether that be other retail businesses or things like that, that we will most likely be able to open and be able to really have a lot of safeguards in place. And that's the key here. You know, if we're opening up some businesses, we want to make sure that there are some restrictions, that they will have to put these certain things in place. And so we're wanting to get this out soon enough so that those businesses can plan in advance and get those things in place. And of course, the businesses don't have to open on May 4th. If they don't have those things in place, they can open a week later if they need more time to get those in place. But again, that will all depend on the governor's decision, and we know that won't be until Thursday afternoon.
This could also, I suppose, develop a run on personal protective equipment for people that aren't involved in the healthcare field.
Right, and that's another thing that we really want to consider is, you know, do we have enough, and are folks going to be able to get access to that? So we really have to do this in a very controlled manner to protect that as well.
Do you anticipate that your plan will be in place or at least ready to start being discussed openly after the governor's discussion on Thursday?
Yes, that's the plan, is to get it out there as soon as we know what her plan is. We actually have something in our back pocket right now ready to go. But we might have to change that. If we need to change it, we'll work hard on Thursday to do that and to get it out as soon as we can.
Anything else you'd like to touch base on today?
Just want to remind people that we do have the Gmail account. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to email us. even if it's 10 o'clock at night, we may not answer it at 10 o'clock at night, but we will get to it as soon as we can. That email is RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com. And also our screening line that we still have available, that we have healthcare professionals available to answer those calls every day from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. And that number for symptoms, of course, is 785-323-6400.
And also about the distribution and, well, and also the donations of masks. Are there enough masks for those that are wanting them?
Yes, so far we've had enough masks for everyone. We are still limiting 3 masks per family, and these are cloth masks available at Westview Community Church. That's located at 615 Gillespie Drive. You can pick up masks anytime from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or on Saturdays from 9 to noon. And you can also donate masks at that time, which we definitely encourage you to do that.
Okay. Julie, I guess we'll speak with you again tomorrow. Appreciate all the work you do and all the communication you continue to share with us here at KMAN.
Sure. Thanks for your support, Dave.